One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Data Bank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, share our feelings, and then make those characters fight for our amusement and yours. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Ken Nabsok.
Happy to be here, my friend. We took a week off from Data Bank Brawl, and it's good to get back in the arena.
Yeah, I feel extra ready to fight because we have a fabulous returning guest here on Data Bank Brawl.
Yeah.
Our guest is Whiskey. It's been a long time.
Used to be a staple here.
Cheers.
Clink a glass.
Yeah, clink. Ooh. Yeah. So the great thing about recording in the later afternoon is we had been recording Data Bank Brawl like Monday morning at like 10 a.m. And even us were like, whiskey. But now it's late in the afternoon on Monday, and our old pal can return and maybe share some opinions on the fight. We'll see. We always like to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This week, we are going to recommend Spark of the Resistance. To download your free audiobook today, go to to audibletrial.com/4Center. Again, that's audibletrial.com/4Center for a free audio book. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
It has been a little while.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, we've taken a little time off from our recording. And yeah. I had to do a double check, a triple check. Maybe I screwed it up.
Triple Force
But I realized
Friday.
That I did a Triple Force Friday. I realized that there is a major Star Wars character that has not appeared on Data Bank Brawl. And I thought, wow, let's celebrate the return of whiskey and get a major character. So
okay.
Our first combatant is Wicket W. Warwick.
Wow!
I might have screwed this up, but I searched the old document and I didn't find any Wicket. So here we go.
No,
here's great. What the StarWars.com databank has to say. Wicket W. Warwick was the brave young Ewok who willingly joined the rebellion and aided in the battle against the Empire on the forest moon of Endor. Even before he encountered the rebels, Wicket had devised methods for defeating the Imperial machines, plans which were implemented after the Ewok befriended Princess Leia and recruited his tribe to the Alliance's cause. During the Battle of Endor, Wicket fought valiantly alongside his new allies.
Love that.
Right? This is going back to the heart of why we do databank brawl.
Yeah.
It's because you find things in these databank entries. Wicket, a young Ewok, was apparently just alone in the woods devising traps to kill Imperials. That's beautiful.
Oh,
and Leia's like, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I will like your help, Murder Bear. You always look on Wikipedia for us. What does Wikipedia have for Wicket W. Warwick?
There's a lot. I already started clicking on something else and distracting myself. Wicket W. Warwick. We do have a quote. We have a quote. Yubnub. Is the quote. Yep, no, is the quote. We do have a Leia quote, though. You're a jittery little thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Get some descriptions. All right, stats. Species, Ewok, male. Height, 0.8 meters tall. Hair color, brown. Fur color, brown. Eye color, brownish black, but he does blink. Affiliations, I love this. Affiliations, Bright Tree Tribe, and Alliance to Restore the Republic. He joined.
He got some fully paperwork. Joined, yeah.
And then what I did is I clicked on the Bright Tree Tribe.
Ooh.
To find out other tribes.
Oh.
But I didn't get that far. I just got the 100%, some I already knew, but the confirmation that Nisa did, you know, secede her father, Chirpa.
Oh, really?
Chief of the tribe. Because I felt bad. Can I confess something?
Oh, yeah.
On Force Center and other shows, I always say, in Episode 9, I want to see Chief Wicket.
Ooh.
Because that would be great.
Yeah.
And then I thought of one day, I was like, wait a minute, Nisa is Chirpa's daughter, and she is Princess Nisa.
Yeah.
I think I'm overlooking her right to the throne. And as a Stannis Baratheon fan, the Iron Throne is his by right, so is the Bright Tree Throne. It's hers by right.
That wooden chair.
She does, in fact, become the chief. So my now revised version, I want to see Wicket and Nisa. In Episode 9, she's the chief, he's the first Ewok, whatever you want to call it, and that's where I started going down the rabbit hole while you were talking.
what canon content is Nisa's rise to leadership from, even?
There is, good question, the Forces of Destiny stuff, webcomic.
All right. That's great.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I'm going to have to look.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't think she has a databank entry, but we'll go outside of the databank to celebrate Nisa.
Yeah.
And get her in the databank.
No,
this is why we do this.
This is kind of what databank's for, right?
Because it informs the information we need to get a really accurate, super scientific fight going. We need to know who these characters are. And this is what it's about to me is Wicket maybe could be a leader, but he's not a leader. He's a warrior.
Yeah.
He was, in his youth, out in the woods, building Imperial killing machines out of wooden rope. Death by wooden rope. That's who Wicket is. He is a warrior. Yeah. A jittery little warrior. So we got his height. We got his quote. Anything else as you scroll down his canon? I'm sure in Legends he's up to lots of stuff. But in modern current Star Wars canon, does he have other escapades, major escapades?
Yeah, not a Not a lot. There's an after the battle section. Talks about Wicket gave Organa an acorn for a serpent's puzzle plant as a gift before she left Endor.
Okay.
I am definitely going to click on where that came from. That apparently came from Aftermath Life Debt.
Oh, so many details.
Good job, Wendig. There's
okay, he gave an acorn to Leia, yeah, but besides then
we got some behind the scenes stuff. Yeah,
his future is open. Anything that a lot is known about the behind the scenes of Wicket, right?
Yeah,
the famous story of somebody else was supposed to play him, right?
I do believe it says here Kenny Baker was supposed to play Wicket. Now, yeah, I believe that's insane. I know Jack Purvis was also doing a lot of Ewoks. Yeah, Kenny Baker was supposed to be kind of the lead Ewok, and then he got ill, food poisoning, and Warwick Davis, all of 11, had caught the eye of George Lucas with aspects of his performance, and they threw him in there. And I think that's still to this day one of the most amazing things about this.
Yeah.
Whether you grew up loving Ewoks or not, that George and Richard Marquand were just there and like, all right. Put that kid in there.
Yeah, give 11. The 11-year-old a shot.
11.
Yeah.
In a powerful moment. That's a powerful stuff scene. With important, I should say. Not just powerful, important with Leia and the connection. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really difference in Wicket's character, potentially. I mean, mm-hmm. all praise to Kenny Baker. But I think that you can feel that is a youthful character.
Right, yeah. Right? No, that's you could write Wicket as a young Ewok, but Kenny Baker... It would change it.
Yeah, yeah, because he plays in with that mm-hmm. youth, that enthusiasm for murdering Imperials. All right, what are your Wicket W. Warwick feelings? Do you like this character?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And I give Jennifer Landa a lot of credit for making my eyes open to the power and the influence of the Ewoks.
The majesty of the Ewoks. Yeah.
And my friend Madeline Rue is a big Ewok fan.
Okay.
And you know, she's written a lot of things, but wrote that Star Wars stories, Eclipse. And before she moved to Seattle, she started, you know, she got successful enough. She's like, I can live where I want to live. And I'm out of L.A. But her last birthday party before she left town was an Ewok birthday party. And she's a huge fan of Ewoks. And I just looked around and it's like, I never went around hating Ewoks.
Yeah.
But I looked around, I was like, why would they toppled the Empire? Why would anyone have a problem with these now at this point in our Star Wars timeline? So I do love Wicket a lot. And I think Warwick Davis is a great ambassador for Star Wars. And I absolutely love Wicket.
So do we, this, all great thoughts on Ewoks.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time talking about the Tebows and the Low Grays and the weirdos mm-hmm. of the Ewoks. Do you feel like Wicket is the Ewok in your mind? Does he represent quintessential Ewok characteristics?
I think so, but I love spending time thinking about Low Gray, who he had like a Grima worm tongue like hold on Chirpa. Like Chirpa's the chief, but
there's some ear whispering for sure. Yeah,
the medicine man's like no. This is not what we're doing.
Whisper in your your teddy bear ear.
I always have like Poplu, who Kenny Baker played Poplu. Poplu in my mind, I always say he's a drinking problem. He probably has some whiskey.
Oh yeah,
he's off running around doing crazy things like stealing speeder bikes.
He's the MVP Ewok to me. Yeah. Like, he really makes a difference.
Exactly. Tebow. I mean, but of all of them, I think if you want to put Ewoks into a poster, it's Wicket.
It's Wicket. Yeah, yeah. So I mean, we've talked about it before, so I won't spend much time on it. I have come around on the Murder Bears. You can get our I Heart Murder Bears T-shirt. To me, growing up, I had action figures and I had teddy bears, and I was shocked to see my teddy bears meet my action figures when Return of the Jedi came out. Well, a grumpy thing you could hear me saying in bars for many years of my youth.
Yeah.
Bar youth. Bar I was youth. Of age. If they had just had cat ears, they wouldn't have just been teddy bears. Took me a long time to get past the just They're teddy bears.
That's great.
I always like the idea that that everything that they represent, and that's what I come around to, is like, yep, we make the jokes about murder bears because, yep, they are violent. But I really came around to the total. I always got the idea of what they represented, but I really invested in the idea of what they represent. They're the people that the Empire doesn't think is important. They represent being closer to organic, to nature, to flowing, to the one spirit the trees, of, you know, yep, everybody thinks nothing of us, but we're the ones who are going to stand up and fight when nobody thought that they would get any resistance from us. And what do you know? It's a critical moment. You know, it could represent a lot of what is awesome about what Star Wars has to say. And I think Wicket in particular, I think here's Paplu MVP. He steals that speeder bike.
Big move. Big move.
Wicket, not even great in battle, has the famous scene where he tries to throw the rock on a rope and hits himself in his formerly non-blinking eyes. but it feels like it's his spirit, right? Because he's the one who meets Leia, and instead of being letting his fear dominate him, he's like, no, come back to our place. He's the one who's like, you know, no, we can fight him. He's the one who's got like, hey, I got some traps set up in the woods, everybody. He's the he is the spirit. He is the spark that lights the fire that burns the Empire down.
It is. It's so key.
Yeah, it's so key. It's so great. So that's our little look at Wicket. Now we're going to move on to his combatant. Our next combatant is someone who will pose a challenge to Wicket. It is an Imperial interrogation droid. Here's what the databank has to say. Developed in secret by the Imperial Department of Military Research, interrogator droids are used by the Empire to meticulously exploit a prisoner's mental and physical weaknesses. The floating black mechanical menaces inject drugs that lessen pain tolerance and block mental resistance, and use hallucinogens and truth serums to influence victims. Only a select few have proven able to resist its excruciating methods.
Wow. This is
right.
Wow.
Yeah. It's brutal. This is cruel.
Okay.
Awful.
Yeah.
What do you got there? I learned a lot from that databank entry. I just knew it's like, it's an evil ball with a syringe, but now,
Yeah, there's a lot there. I'm in canon. I mean, all right, the legend says more, but canon.
The canon tab pretty deep.
Quotes, yeah. There's Captain Keone. Where's this character from? This is from some kind of new canon novel. So I don't know. Moving Target, A Princess Leia Adventure.
Okay.
Is this long quote about the interrogation droid, the ITO interrogation unit. Or something I always find interesting about this model of interrogation droid, it typically isn't programmed to know anything about a prisoner. All it knows is that you're the one in the cell, and that means you must be the interview subject. I've had prisoners break down when no one's there to listen. They think they're talking to the droid, but it doesn't hear them. You can tell it anything, and it doesn't care. It'll just keep working on you until someone tells it to stop. And then triple zero from Dr. Aphra. Hello, ITO. Big fan of your work. So two different things. Let's get to some stats. Interrogator droid class. Like you said, it's the manufacturer's the Imperial Department of Military Research. Width 30 centimeters, sensor color red, plating color black. It has equipment and the armament. Here's some of the armament highlights. Bone fragmenters.
Good God.
Chemical torture turret. Electroshock nerve probes. Flesh peelers.
Whoa.
Joint cripplers.
Jesus.
Medicinal drug injector. Mind probe. Truth serum. Equipment includes audio receptor biofeedback monitors. Hypnotic power strip. A repulsor lift and victim analysis photoreceptor. Wow, this is.
It's not an eye, it's a victim analysis photoreceptor.
Of course, it looks like a little floating Death Star that's black.
Yeah,
as a kid. That little Death Star came in.
Yeah, and you just imagine in the 70s, they're shooting A New Hope, make this cool prop, and. duct tape a syringe to it and paint over the duct tape. Like, not literally, but close to that level of, yeah, and then all of these ideas pile on. It's there's a reprogrammed one in the book Alphabet Squadron.
I love that droid.
Yeah, that kind of touches on some of this, like, it's, I don't torture anymore, but I am still good at analyzing and pulling things out, and if you need me to do any torture, I could...
I could
throw on some what was that, joint damagers?
Yeah.
Good God.
Oh my God, joint cripplers.
Joint cripplers. Good
flesh
Lord.
Peelers.
Flesh peelers.
This droid belongs in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, the way we truly know this droid is that it worked on Leia and got nothing from her, right?
None.
That's one of the things, you know, talking about Star Wars wrestling with the darkness, you go back to that first book, The Splinter.
Yeah. Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
Splinter of the Mind's Eye. And Leia does some thinking about the torture she endured.
Not good.
And now we know
resistance
to the mind probe is impressive. Yeah. So she did not give anything to this ITO droid after it probably injected her with truth serum stuff, tried to exploit her mental and physical weaknesses.
Looking at what this thing has.
Yeah.
I know, not like Leia holds up her injured hand and says, look what it did to it, but like, what was going on in that cell?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's mostly like truth serum stuff, right?
Yeah, that's what I always grew up thinking.
Yeah, because it's like mind probe. Okay, so what is that exactly, you know?
But now, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Inject drugs that lessen pain tolerance and block mental resistance and use hallucinogens. So, you know, it could have been just shooting her up with basically shrooms. Princess Leia going, no. I realize you injected me with space shrooms.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly how shrooms work. I know.
Yeah.
Injection. Anyway, how do you feel about this awful, awful ball of hate?
Great character. I don't want to say I like this character, but I, you know, grew up with that scene is in my mind. And I always joke that's the part where the broadcast of A New Hope went to commercial break.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really focused on, I always knew when that globe droid shows up, I can go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Our mom's making the popcorn. I get second helpings. So I grew up liking this droid in a way.
Yeah.
It's also funny because this was done, like you said, made in 75, 76, shooting it. It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
It's kind of old school sci-fi. It's a torture ball that floats.
Yeah.
With a syringe that from some doctor's office in probably Van Nuys. And then this has to stay with Star Wars forever.
Yep.
And now in 2019, the character comes back and you make it work. And I like that.
You build on the legend of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what I like kind of in canon about this, well, as a kid and growing up, I was always really affected by that. Oh, it's so scary. It's got the syringe. Leia looks frightened. Vader seems to want to stay in the room and watch whatever's going to happen, which is really creepy and only gets creepier. And then it's like one of my favorite sort of editing and directorial moments in A New Hope, the way that door slams down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just sort of like, kids, we're telling a light, fun story of good versus evil, where good triumphs. Let's not concentrate on this part. Let's put her. You go get your popcorn, kiddies.
Why don't you go outside and play?
Don't worry about what Syringe Ball is up to with awesome Leia. So, like, there's that. And then, you build it up, and it only makes Leia more of an amazing hero.
Yeah.
That they didn't get anything from her. And then in modern canon, I love that the databank says developed in secret by the Imperial Department of Military Research. So, like, the Empire, who's doing lots of awful things, like, let's not tell people about this.
Yeah.
And like, it looks similar to the Sith probe droids from Phantom Menace. Like, how much of this is Sith research and technology about how to hurt people?
I like that idea that they're aware of, we got to have some behind the curtain stuff because Palpatine's talking about a safe and secure society. No one wants to think that this would exist.
Yeah.
We're not going to announce it in a press conference, press release. Look at that. We got a new torture droid. Serve us. I like that idea.
Flesh peelers for a safe and secure society. So I like this floating little death ball. And Wicket has a challenge in front of him. So with that, let's fight. So as always, we like to decide where and when this is happening. I got an idea for just to get us right into
it. Do it.
I think that this is after Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
I think Wicket is being hailed as a visionary and hero in Bright Tree Village.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Imperial Remnants, I think at least one Imperial officer, mm-hmm. like, before I escape in my shuttle, I'm going to release a bunch of these death balls.
Yeah.
To just seek revenge, information maybe, if I can return. But I'm just going to unleash some of these. And I think Wicket's had some good partying. He's had some discussions about any political ideas he has. And I think he's maybe out in the woods doing something when he's visited. What do you think? What do you think he's up to out there?
He's checking his traps.
he's not certain the enemy is finished.
He knows the war's over, but, you know, he heard rumors of a special forces unit on the planet. He's like Flame Team or something.
Right.
Oh, Inferno Squad. Ah, okay, they're out there.
Flame Team. He saw the heroes kind of camp out in the trees, but then they raced off because there are other problems to take care of, right?
Yeah. He accidentally walked in on Sharabay and Cass Dameron. That was awkward. He's like, I'm just going to let these humans do their thing. Hey, I'm going to check the traps, you know, make sure I put a lot of them down. So I think he's just wandering on the outskirts of Bright Tree Village town. What's the sound? I know that's the Bright Tree Village, but is there some suburbs? I don't know. But he's wandering around, and that's where maybe an encounter begins.
He's in the Van Nuys of Bright Tree Village, out in the suburbs. So checking a trap when he hears the weirdest sound. In his totally circular bear-like ears, spring to attention, receiving those sound waves, right? Yeah. He can kind of sense when something's amiss in the forest as well, right?
Yeah.
I think he is armed with, in one hand, a spear. In the other hand, a E-11 stormtrooper blaster.
Is it like strapped over his back?
Like,
you know what I mean? He's walking around.
Yeah, but I think he's learned now already in these couple days.
He can swing it down.
He swings it down. So he's got a spear in one hand.
Okay.
He is in the cusp between styles of technology, right? He's got a spear and a blaster in each little paw. And he says,
does he have a bag of whisties on him at all?
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe a bag of whisties.
Yeah, we got whiskey and he has whisties.
Yes, yes. So he's walking along and he hears the sound. And I think he says to himself, Akieta. But he's excited. He's ready for a fight.
Yeah, he wants to prove himself, right?
He's really confident.
Right, yeah.
He's pretty embarrassed about the slingshot to the eye.
Yeah, because
word got back to Nyssa, and he's trying to impress her.
I think he's got some bruising under the fur. I think the humans can't tell, but I think fellow Ewoks can say, and he's trying to play it off. Like, yeah, I was wounded in battle.
Light fur bruising is a problem.
Okay. So he wants to prove himself so he can go back to the soon-to-be ruler.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So I think... that he hides behind a tree, right?
Yeah.
And he uses his spear, gets it under a rock.
Yeah.
And he flips the rock.
Oh, I like it.
And
leverage.
It hits against another tree. And then he hears.
Yeah.
And he sees exactly this strange death ball. With a syringe, this black, floating, menacing-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees that this red, glowing eye focus on the tree. And look at where the noise came from. He takes it in.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think Wicket thinks when he sees this? Does he just have a gut instinct that that ball is evil?
Definitely understands that it's evil. It reminds him of the mechanical moon that hung in the sky.
Oh, mocking him.
A very long time. I don't know what moon is in Ewokies, but the metal moon anyways. They used to sing songs of it. So he's like, this has got to be Akieta. So he starts padding carefully, quietly over.
Yeah, okay, so he's making a little noises. He's getting closer, and I think he is going to test its strength with a quick spear poke, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think he's... what noise do you think he makes as he spears upward? So he spears up,
yeah,
and he spears nothing but air as this interrogator droid detects him coming, right?
Yeah.
And spins and whirls on him. A gadget flies out.
Yeah.
Something folds out and Wicket's like, oh, this is like my friend R2-D2.
Yes.
My frenemy, R2-D2. things fold out of this ball. What folds out?
It's a armament that's not actually listed here. It is a Imperial nose pincher. used to, you can control a human by their nose or any kind of creature if they have a nose.
Other
you
know? Aliens have, I think, even probably even more sensitive noses.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like putting a couple fingers in a nose and pulling someone, I guess. Not that I haven't done that, but I've heard tales of it. I think that it comes out and it grabs Wicket's nose.
So the nose pincher, is it a pincher or a hooker?
Like a pincher, it could hook if it's articulated, so it can go.
Okay.
But I think it comes out pinching.
Okay, so it grabs the exterior of Wicket's little button nose.
It's almost as if the droid's saying, got your nose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Da, 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 which is how it would say, got your nose, I guess. I don't know how that sound came out of me, but it grabs Wicket by the nose.
Yeah.
Wicket, I think, screams in shock and pain, right?
It's your mama!
And it pulls Wicket in closer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to want the truth out of this bear. I think the interrogator droid knows that these little furry bastards helped to topple the Empire and wants to know how. I think the interrogator droid has been programmed and overheard the Imperials talking like, there's got to be something more. Something else happened here.
Right.
And this interrogator droid wants to know the truth. So it's reeling poor Wicket in by the nose and is going to jab Wicket in the shoulder with its syringe.
Yeah.
Do you think it works?
I think it starts extending the little thing, which I always wondered how it works. I guess the arm would come out.
Yeah.
So it does, but it's kind of slow. That's part of they're not war droids. They're interrogation droids. It starts coming out, but it's got Wicket by the nose, so Wicket's just kind of like...
Yeah, he's fighting, right?
And he swings at E-11 down beneath him, right? Swings it from his back, tries to shoots up, but he misses the nose pincher and the syringe, but it launches up, hits the top of a tree and launches two large pine cones back down, which one of them hits Wicket in the head and the other one hits the ITO interrogation droid right on top.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. They both got bonked.
Yeah.
I think the interrogation droid is suddenly concerned that this is a big problem. Doesn't know where that came from. Releases Wicket's nose and shoots out a strange electrical shock at the air.
Yeah.
Wicket thinks, this is my opening, right? Because Wicket is a warrior in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to fight, but he hasn't really trained with Pablu and Tebow yet. So he basically goes in for a stab, right? Yeah. So he stabs the ITO interrogator droid he goes for over the top.
Right.
He brings that bone down. Oh, if this was organic flesh, it would tear viciously. But all he does is knock the droid into him.
Right.
The syringe drives into Wicket's shoulder.
Yeah.
And the interrogator droid just compresses the hallucinogenic.
Yes.
Into Wicket.
Yes.
And suddenly, the forest is alive in ways that Wicket could never have imagined. Suddenly, Wicket grew up his entire life thinking the forest moon of Endor is very colorful. He didn't even know these colors existed. There's so much more than green and brown and the blue of the sky. They're
so bright.
Oranges and puce.
Puce.
Oh my God. Purples, like you had thousands of purples dancing, dancing. Did you know that all trees have faces?
They all have faces. And he suddenly hears like, a boot, boom, boom, a wicked, you're in trouble, a wicked, you're in trouble, you better start running, he's got to run now. One of them starts blowing a pine cone like a trombone. Wicked doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Each little blade of grass is dancing to the song. They got little elbows now.
They're now animated with little eyeballs.
They are just all rocking out. It is just an explosion of sights and sounds in the mind of young Wicked W. Warwick. Meanwhile, the interrogator droid has spun around, realized the pine cone was not a threat to him.
Yeah.
Took like a little bit of a scrape, a little bit of a dent from that spear. But now has this little furry creature dazed, wants the truth. What is the interrogator droid going to do? Is it going to try to physically control Wicket, or is it going to start beeping out questions?
I like that it knows it can't. Like land on them and keep them there. Like that's not what it's for. It's not, again, it's not a war droid. It's not even a probe droid.
Right. It relies on people being in captivity.
I think it starts, as we learned, it doesn't really care what you think, but it might be aware of what you say and it's recording what you say. So I think it does start kind of asking Wicket some questions, which translates, how did you raise an army so powerful that we were never aware of?
Right. And all Wicket hears is just beautiful song, right? But somewhere deep down, Wicket knows he's still in danger, right?
It's almost like, say, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Wicket is staring up at the interrogation droid, and now it looks like the actual moon. And
it looks like the Death Star.
Yeah, it looks like the Death Star. It's like, and it's gray, and he's like, and he sees little like spaceships flying around it, and he hears in the background, "Wicket, better run away, whoa, run away!" And all of a sudden, but he hears this cacophony of sound. He hears, "Psst, hey, each eye up with you." And he looks, and it's Wicket whispering to Wicket, saying, "Run this way, come this way." Wicket's like, whoa, man, that's me. And me's telling me I gotta go. So he is aware.
So Wicket takes Wicket's hand and runs faster and faster. And the trees begin having their faces stop singing and they start going, run, Wicket, run, Wicket, listen, run. All in strange Ewok language.
They're getting darker.
Yum, 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 say the trees. And Wicket just glances backwards in the metal moon, right? Now, it always had that weird circular dish, but now that circular dish is a red eye, and that part of it that wasn't finished, that looked like not a full moon, was just jagged. Now just things are spitting out of it, little just sparks of electricity. And are those small dead Ewoks flying out of the mouth?
God,
it's a horrific sight. He knows that is bad, and it must be ended.
By the way, this is what David Lynch's Return of the Jedi would have been.
Exactly.
We're right there on
it
this.
It would have looked exactly like this. Looked and sounded like this.
So this killer moon is chasing him, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, from interrogation droid's perspective, that little bear is just booking, right?
Booking.
He didn't know. The interrogation droid is starting to see, like, oh, this bear has a just fully organic understanding of this environment, because from the droid's perspective, Wicket's doing parkour, right? He knows exactly where to put his little paws. Yes. He is
jumping around,
jumping on trees, grabbing vines. He is just flying. And the interrogation droid is trying to keep up. It is getting slapped in the photoreceptor by vines. It's bumping into branches. It's trying to shoot out the joint herders. I can't remember what it's called.
Joint cripplers.
Joint cripplers. Yeah. It's trying to cripple joints, but it can't reach Wicket in time. And he's, I think the interrogation droid is maybe starting to file away the information of, this creature has an advantage in this environment.
Yeah.
Do you think the interrogation droid catches up with Wicket?
I think it does have a higher speed, but it's still trailing.
Right.
It's still trailing.
It's trying to understand the psychology of this creature, right?
Yeah. It's a fierce warrior, right? He's like, hey, it did fight me.
It's a fierce warrior. Yeah. Oh, all right.
I calculated if it had done things a little better, that blaster would have gone right in my center up from the bottom, and I would have been a destroyed droid. So it knows he's a threat.
Yeah. Oh, and I think that's what the interrogation droid realizes.
Yeah.
It's a fighter. It's a fighter with an attachment to this environment. Mm. I will hurt the environment.
Very well played.
So Wicket has reached a tree, a big tree. He's crawling up it. The interrogator droid flies up the tree.
Oh, yeah.
And it does something awful to the tree. What do you think of its very... Does it use its flesh peeler on the tree?
Oh, that's a great call. Yeah, it just starts scraping. You know, bark is the skin of the tree, we were told as children. Just...
Oh, bark flying everywhere, right?
And in Wicket's vision, he's the tree's like, oh, this hurts so bad.
Bark and sparks in pain just flying. Oh, Wicket can feel it in his soul. And it is causing Wicket pain. Mm-hmm. And I think that he misses the tree, the part of the tree that he's trying to grab is in his mind. It's bleeding. Viscous fluid, right? In its pain. And Wicket thinks that his hand isn't connecting.
Yeah.
In his little paw. And he falls, right? Hits the hard ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he blinks. Still seeing a little bit of the metal moon. It's this black ball with the red eye. What is it? But it's racing down closer, closer, closer. And I think this is a good place to pause in our combat and decide who we believe should win this battle. Mm-hmm. We'll take a short break and be back to decide the battle.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we're back. Ken, big cliffhanger there. Mm-hmm. Wicket on the ground, mm-hmm. dripping.
Tripping the light fantastic.
Vicious interrogator droid bearing down, wanting to destroy this Ewok warrior. Yeah. Who would win? Who should win? What do you want to see happen?
If you think I'm going to let Wicket die at the hands of this droid, I can't. I mean, you serve me whiskey. I clink it up against a microphone. I've just been, I'd be a mess if Wicket died. I do think, though, he miscalculated some things. Wicket's got some things to learn as a warrior, especially if he wants to rise in the ranks and impress the future chief, Nissa. I think, though, Wicket will learn that lesson here today.
That he will learn?
He'll win.
Yeah.
He'll learn on the fly and win.
I think this horrific encounter is a part of Wicket's hero's journey, right?
Yes.
And we all know the hero must experience pain,
yep,
and fear and learn how to push through. Because I think, yeah, this interrogator droid, it's not an assassin droid. Right, it's not a combat droid. It normally has helpless people locked in a room.
This ain't K2SO
here. Right. But he's facing a warrior in the warrior's natural environment, but still, interrogator droid is a threat. So I think the interrogator droid is maybe going to get a few more hits in.
Yeah.
But I think Wicket is going to find something,
mm-hmm,
deep inside himself. The interrogator droid is looking for answers. So is Wicket. I think Wicket's going to find an answer within himself,
yeah,
to overcome. But first,
yeah,
I think there's some pain. Because I think one of the things that the interrogator droid does is it injects drugs that lessen pain tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it flies down. Wicket tries to roll out of the way. It's not fast enough. Wicket gets speared,
mm-hmm,
in his furry buttock,
yeah,
with a syringe again, this time injected with a drug that lessens his pain tolerance.
Oh,
suddenly,
man,
the aches from falling, the exhaustion from running. His nose feels like it's pulsing.
He like
is
a Ren and Stimpy close up of an Ewok nose. Just
Never been in such pain, and this,
yeah,
ball is on him. He's trying to fire, pew, 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 but he's not getting anywhere. He's lashing out wildly. And the interrogator droid now is on him.
Yeah.
What is the interrogator droid doing?
The interrogator droid goes ahead and breaks out its bone fragmenter. Right? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Bone fragmenter. And I don't know quite what those look like. I'm going to say it would be like a little chisel.
Has like a vibrating chisel.
Yeah, I like that.
A vibro chisel.
A pneumatic pump chisel.
Oh.
It slides out and it starts in on Wicket.
Right. What does it go for first?
Chest.
Sternum.
Sternum.
Like it goes for the heart of the Ewok.
Yeah. Well said.
Oh.
Well said.
Wicket. Wicket's never been more happy that he's able to blink, because he has to close his eyes to the pain, because, yep, not only does it just hurt, but the world just explodes,
yeah,
in just lurid. He didn't know that pain had a color, but there it is, splashed across the environment.
It's magenta.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Magenta everywhere. He struggles away. He trips. He falls. He's never been in so much pain. And then it, he doesn't get away, and the pain comes again.
It's cracking things. Yeah,
he feels like his actual... not only is his body being hurt, but he feels like whatever protects his soul is being ripped open in his essence is going to ooze away.
Leaking out, which is an Ewok tale of lore that be careful. The Gorax will take your soul.
Oh, yeah. He sees his soul being devoured and a Gorax laughing. He falls to the ground as he's trying to get away, jabbing wildly with his spear, and his paw lands on something in the forest.
Yeah.
What does his paw land on?
It lands on a slingshot. And through the pain and through the haze, he feels it and he knows, that's my slingshot. And he suddenly gets a vision of him in the Battle of Endor flinging around and bonk right in the eye.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know if I can do it. And he kind of hears some trees go, grab your slingshot, Wicket. It's time to use your slingshot. And he thinks, this is my moment to get it right.
Yeah.
I must learn how to sling that shot.
Yeah. And he feels that connection with nature.
Yep.
He feels the droid wants something from him, wants to understand how this they could beat this technological might, all of this metal everywhere. And he feels the truth that rope and stones and trees and grass are every bit as powerful as these metal monstrosities. And with that conviction in his heart, he... spins the slingshot, and instead of thinking too hard about when to let go, he listens to the wind. When does the wind tell Wicket to let go? In this moment.
Now, Wicket.
And he releases, and it flies. Crack! Right into the photoreceptor, right? Explosion of shards.
Red glass flying.
Wicket blinks, blink, blink, blink. He still sees colors. The trees still have faces, but now he can see the...
Good job, Wicket.
Way to go. The trees seem to turn their branches into thumbs that go, good job. But he sees that little metal death ball for what it is, and he sees his rock still attached to a rope, embedded in it, smoking, and it's flying through the air, but it's all herky-jerky now. It's trying to stay up in the air, and different appendages are coming out and trying to kind of lash at him.
One of them's just a soup spoon. It's really weird.
Yeah. Wicket has this epiphany that he must end this, right?
Yes.
He must stop this from taking any information about where he is, what's going on, about his people back to all of those awful armed creatures, right?
Beaming it up to the space wedges, they call them, which are the Imperial cruisers.
So I think he knows that he needs to finish it. So he's blinking, he's trying to focus, he gets his spear, he pokes.
Yeah.
And the thing's, he has to be careful because the thing is still lashing out on him. Wicket's in terrible, terrible pain, he's fighting through the pain. It's just, I think that's when he has an epiphany about balance.
The mystical balance.
Yeah, he used the rock, this piece of nature, right? To damage it.
Yeah.
But to finish it, he must embrace all these new things that his friends have brought. These sticks that shoot fire. This sword that breathes light. All of these new things.
Yeah.
He must embrace technology. Yep. Doesn't even have a word for it. There's not an Ewok word for it. So it's just like the stuff.
The stuff. Capital S. The stuff.
The metal stuff.
The metal stuff.
Yeah.
Much like the metal moon.
So how does he use metal to finish metal?
He stands up, 0.8 meters, stares at the droid that's maybe broadcasting information up to the space wedges as he speaks, and he slings that blaster that's still on his shoulder, slings it up, catches it with his little paws, aims, and says, which translates to, "The new age has begun." Blaster bolt right in the center of the droid.
Yeah, the blaster bolt hits the rock.
Mm-hmm.
The rock splinters and drives itself into the brain of the interrogator droid, and it actually explodes, much like they saw that metal moon do. The explosion, debris hits Wicket. Yeah. Right in his chest, right where the most pain. It hits his nose. It hits all of his points of pain, blows him backwards. And it's actually, Wicket was kind of on this part of the woods that had a big drop.
Yeah.
And he actually goes flying into the air. He fought through his pain.
Yeah.
He is in pain. He is falling. In his poor little Ewok brain, he's like, is this the end?
Is this death?
And then... Yep.
Yeah.
Impossibly. Or maybe just the way it's nature intended.
Supposed to be.
He lands in this natural collection of leaves that have formed a hammock between two branches, and they hug him. They hold him in their embrace. And as he blinks, the last bit of hallucinogen still in his system, he sees a face on the tree.
Yeah.
And the face says to him a beautiful thing.
Hey, Wicket, this is where I nap. How'd you get here?
And that's when the drugs start to clear up a bit, and he sees the face of Papalu staring right at him.
It wasn't a tree at all. It was the amazing warrior, Papalu. And that is when Wicket begins telling his story. Soon, it will become a legend.
Yup nub, my friends. Yup nub.
And that is our story. That is our main story. But do you have any after credit scenes?
I think we go to an Ewok dance not too long later. He's had to go back to Bright Tree Village and recover. Wicket has. There's a dance to celebrate the month anniversary of the defeat of the Akieta. And at this dance, he stares from afar at Princess Nissa. Rumors abound that Chirper's going to leave the throne and pass it on to her. He doesn't know what to do. But that's when Papalu steps forward and says, Nissa, we have a great warrior worthy of your attention and admiration, and perhaps one day to stand by your side. And he points over to Tebow, actually, who's standing in the way. And he's like, Tebow, out of the way! And Wicket and Nissa, for the first time ever, sees Wicket in a new light.
Yeah.
And Wicket just smiles and says, Yub nub.
Yub nub. Yub nub.
Yub nub.
Ichuta, yub nub. And as he steps forward, the whole tribe sees him, as you said, in a new light. They see him, that scar he has on his chest.
Yeah.
From where he was pummeled. They see his new warrior headdress that has a part of the destroyed interrogator droid sitting on it.
It's the
skull.
Kind of cockeyed. It's
just
the inner workings.
Yeah. And they see...
The syringe is still
up. The syringe is still up there. Yep. And they see, clutched in his paws, a blaster with a big spear tied to the top of it.
Oh, that's great.
And Wicket is ready.
Welcome back, Whiskey.
Welcome back, Whiskey. Whiskey really did come through for us.
Yeah.
All right. If there are characters that you want to see fight, let us know. Use the hashtag DataBankBrawl. It's been a while. We've got a bunch of new characters coming from Jedi Fallen Order, more characters from Resistance. I think I want to play Jedi Fallen Order, and then we'll get into those.
Yeah.
Some fun ones coming. Can't wait for the Battle of Clawed when episode 9 drops. So we'll have more stuff coming. Ken, where can people find you?
You can find me at Ken Knapsack or go to KenKnapsack.com for information on books, shows, and comedy appearances.
And we always like to thank Tony Thaxton for our theme music. You can check out his Patreon at patreon.com/cloudcitysoundtrack. You can check out ours at patreon.com/4center. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as @JosephScrimshaw and check out albums, podcasts, shows on my website at josephscrimshaw.com. You can like 4center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter as @4centerpod. Until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, while no one was really listening to him, I care. That's it for Databank Brawl.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.